All right, wrestling fans, Southern Dynamite here, Pro Wrestling America, and we are in the heart of the World Heavyweight Title Tournament, the second half of the round of 16. This week we come from Young Arena in Waterloo, Iowa. One small bit of roster news, Bad Company, Paul Diamond and Pat Tanaka have signed on for the next few months to wrestle with the PWA. So we see them make their debut on today's card. But before that, we get down to, like I said, the second half of the round of 16. So we have Ravishing Rick Rude, the former World Heavyweight Champion, taking on AJ Styles. Chris Candido taking on, again, former World Heavyweight Champion, David Von Erich. Dr. Death Steve Williams facing off against Terry Bam Bam Gordy. And then Gino Hernandez facing off against another former World Heavyweight Champion, Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol. Those are the final four matches in the round of 16, and they will also be the final four matches on our card today. But before we get there, we have the undercard. First match, right out the bat, Jimmy Wang Yang defending the television title against Mance Warner. And this is a bit of a brawl, but Yang continues to keep his winning streak alive with the title, hitting Mance Warner with an acai moonsault into an inverted DDT in a time of 6 minutes 34 seconds to retain the title. Next match has one of the tag teams I really, really wish would have actually happened in real life. Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels and Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert, with Alexander York in their corner, facing off against Bubba Ray Dudley and Jimmy Golden, my former bodyguards. And this was a brawl between these four guys. I mean, these four guys liked to go at it, and they did. But it is Christopher Daniels and Eddie Gilbert getting the win in a time of 25 minutes, 48 seconds, when Daniels pins Golden after the best moonsault ever. Next match has Michael Hayes facing off against Gentleman Chris Adams. Again, Alexander York in his corner. And this was a great match. One of those that was a classic in world-class championship wrestling. But we have it here for you in PWA. And Alexandra did a little bit different with her prediction from the computer module, because the computer models were inconclusive. She ran the simulation between these two guys numerous times and always came up with slightly various different results. But the one thing she did say, for Michael Hayes to beat Gentleman Chris Adams, the match has to go longer than 20 minutes. And so, well, the match goes, and Adams tries his best to make it a quick match, but Hayes keeps lengthening it out, and Hayes actually picks up the win with a superplex in a time of 23 minutes, 2 seconds, to go along with the computer model that it took more than 20 minutes to beat Chris Adams. All right, then the last match on the undercard, Bad Company facing off against Honky Tonk Man and Iceman King Parsons. One of the great tag teams in the PWA. And Bad Company has a very impressive victory over the two of them as Tanaka defeats Iceman after a jab to the throat in a time of 9 minutes, 23 seconds. All right, there's the undercard. Now we get into the World Heavyweight Title Tournament matches. First up, Ravishing Rick Rude facing off against AJ Styles. And this looked like it was going to be a great match, until Austin Idol showed up and attacked Styles. Why would he do that? Well, because if Styles wins by disqualification, Rude's out of the tournament. And Austin Idol doesn't want Rude in the tournament because he feels that he is the only one who is able to actually beat him to win the title. So Austin Idol jumps in just shy of 5 minutes into the match, attacks Styles to make a statement to eliminate Ravishing Rick Rude. Next match. Spoiler alert. More of the same. Chris Candido facing off against the monster heel David Von Erich. And many people would probably put this as a very quick match, which it lasts 44 seconds. But it is Kerry Von Erich who attacks Chris Candido 44 seconds into the match to get David disqualified and to knock him out, seeing that David is the one who cost Kerry his match. So then Kerry continues after throwing Candido out of the ring to destroy a chair over his brother's back and head until finally David is just left laying prone in the middle of the ring, Kerry standing over him. When they get that all cleared up, you have two guys who were an awesome tag team in Japan. They did have the WCW World Tag Team titles at one time. I'm talking about the Miracle Violence Connection, Dr. Death Steve Williams and Terry Bam Bam Gordy. Yeah, not in a tag team match this time. 30-minute time limit, one-on-one. Winner moves on to the round of eight in the World Heavyweight Title Tournament. And these two guys had a lot of violence in this match, but it was Dr. Death getting the win in a time of 27 minutes, 31 seconds in order to advance in the tournament to the round of eight. Gordy wasn't too thrilled with it, but Michael Hayes comes down to the ring to kind of calm him down, reminding him, okay, that's fine. No world heavyweight title for either one of us. But still go after the tag team titles. Because regardless of how great either one of them are separately, together they are an awesome tag team as the Fabulous Freebirds. So Gordy calmed down a little bit as they left the ring. Final match of the night. Gino Hernandez, the handsome half-breed, facing off against former PWA World Heavyweight Champion, Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol. And this match was a dandy of a match. Went through all three referees in this match because they kept getting knocked out. Ravishing Rick Rude made an appearance to avenge his loss at the hands of Austin Idol. You had his stablemates, Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels and Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert, come in and attack both men, laying them both out. So at one point, Nick Patrick is almost counting both of them out. But eventually, just shy of the 30-minute time limit, Austin Idol gets the win, making Gino Hernandez submit to the Las Vegas leg lock in a time of 29 minutes, 6 seconds. So now we have it down to eight. Eight men left in the World Heavyweight Title Tournament. They will have their matches next week, 2 weeks from now, the semifinals and the finals of the tournament as the final four face off in three matches. But let's run down the round of eight so that we have an idea of what's coming up next week. You have Great Muta, who will face off against Blackjack Mulligan. You have Bubba Ray Dudley facing off against the Honky Tonk Man. Dr. Death Steve Williams facing off against AJ Styles. And the Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol facing off against Chris Candido. Four good matches there. Yeah, a little questionable about possibly the Muta Blackjack Mulligan. But again, you've got completely contrasting styles there waiting for that match. But again, that's not all. As you have also next week, Jimmy Wang Yang defending the title against one half of the World Tag Team Champions in Bart Gunn. The American Tag Team titles are on the line as Nightmare Ken Wayne and Italian Stallion defend the titles against Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert and Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels. And then lots of stuff going on next week as far as the roster goes, so I encourage you to be back then. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for your support of Pro Wrestling America, and we will see you next week.